This is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 10, Mishnah 2 and Mishnah 3. Natlu moksin es chamoro v'nasnu lo chamor acher. If tax collectors took his donkey and gave him a different donkey, gazlu listim es kasuso v'nasnu lo kasus acheres, or if robbers took his garment and gave him a different garment, hari elu shelo, these are his. Mifnei shabalim mityashin mehen, because the original owners despaired of them. Hamatzel min hanahar, one who rescues from a stream, omin hagayis, or from troops, omin halistim, or from robbers, im nisyayishu habalim, if the owners despaired of ever getting their things back, hari elu shelo, then they're his. Ami Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha said, Ne'emenes isha o katan lomar, a woman or a minor are believed to say, Mikan yatza nachilze, this swarm came out from here. Umahalak betok sede, chavero lahatzos nachilo, and he can go into the field of his fellow to save his swarm. Bimhizik, and if he caused damage while doing it, Mishal Masha Hizik, he has to pay what he damaged. Avalo Yakotz Eshocho, but he can't cut off his branch. Almanas Litenes Adamim, on the condition of paying its value. Rabbi Yishmal, Benosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha, Rabbi Yishmal, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha, says, Omer, Af Kotzes Venosines Adamim, he can even cut it off and pay its value. So, our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. It's teaching in what ways is it permissible to benefit from property of tax collectors and robbers. So, we said that he can keep these things because the owners have surely despaired of them. Since they were given in return for what he gave them, his donkey, his garment, it's like a sale, and he acquired them by yeish and change of ownership. Nonetheless, if he's a pious person, and he's very strict with himself and doesn't want to retain property that's not his, he should take them in any event and then return them to the original owners. Now, if you rescue from a stream which rose and flooded his fellow's property, or from troops, or from robbers who had robbed his fellow, so if he knows that the owner despaired of saving his properties, they're his. He can keep them. But if he did not know that they despaired, then he has to return them. Now, the Gemara is distinguishing between one who saves property from Jewish robbers and one who saves it from non-Jewish robbers. If a person saves something from Jewish robbers, even though he does not know that the owner has despaired, the object is his because the owner normally does despair. If, however, he knows that the owner hasn't despaired for some reason, then he's obligated to return the object. Now, one who saves property from a non-Jewish robber, on the other hand, is obligated to return it, since the owner normally does not despair. If, however, he knows for certain that the owner has despaired, then it's his. So what follows from the second part of the Mishnah, or from robbers, refers only to non-Jewish robbers, since we explained if the owner despaired, as meaning if it is known to him that the owner despaired, while the first part of the Mishnah, if robbers robbed his garment, is referring to Jewish robbers, since the Mishnah itself explains because the owner already despaired of them. And we can just assume that the owner is already despaired. Now we said it's similar with a swarm of bees, which left his fellow's hive and entered into his domain, his property. So if he knows that the owner despaired of recovering these bees, then the bees are his. Our Mishnah is teaching that even though a person acquires such a swarm only by rabbinic ordinance, nevertheless, they are his only if the owner has despaired. But they're not as long as the owner has not despaired, or he doesn't know whether the owner has despaired. So Rav Yochanan ben Barocha says if a woman or a minor are believed to say that the swarm came from here, and the person within whose domain it's found is required to return it to its owner because he knows who it belongs to, so he has to return it. The Gemara explains that this is in the case where the owner was chasing after the swarm, and the woman or minor happened to be talking and said, this swarm came from here. So although a woman or minor aren't fit to give testimony on monetary matters, since one only acquires a swarm of bees by a rabbinic ordinance, they are believed with respect to that. Now, when they leave his domain and enter his fellow's field, then the owner is permitted to go into the field of his fellow to retrieve them, to get back his swarm of bees. But if he causes damage while doing it, then he's obligated to pay for that damage. And Rav Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Barocha, said that he can even cut off the branch of his fellow, but he has to pay its value. Okay, and so this is a Gemara, a Brice in the Gemara, a condition that's imposed by the court that a person can go into the field of his fellow and cut off the branch in order to save his swarm. But he does have to pay for the damages. This was one of the conditions made by Yehoshua when he was giving out the land of Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance. But the law is not like Rav Yishmal. Mishnah 3. Hamakar kelav usvarav biyad acher. If one recognizes his utensils or his books that's now in the possession of somebody else, v'yatza lo shem geneva ba'ir, and the report of theft had been spread in the city, yishva lo halokeach kamanasan, the buyer swears to him how much he paid for these things, v'im lav lo kol hayimeno, and if he doesn't swear, and he, or he's not able to, then I can say, Sha'ani Omer, Mekaren la'achar u'kachan es haymeno, that I sold them to another, and this one brought them from that other, right? So he didn't steal them. So again, you bring witnesses that these items are yours, and claim that they were stolen from him. And he's been searching for them, he's never despaired of recovering them, but B says, I didn't steal them, I bought them in the marketplace. So, before he found them, B, who claimed that he purchased the utensils in the marketplace, swears how much he paid for them. And then he can take from A the amount that he paid, and then return him the things that had been stolen from him. The Gemara says that according to strict law, A is entitled to take them without returning the money, since B purchased them from a thief before Yeish, and so he didn't really ever acquire them. And the sages nevertheless institute marketplace regulation, so people won't refrain from buying and selling in the marketplace, worrying, was it stolen or not stolen, etc. The Gemara also explains that our Mishnah refers to a case in which A is a householder who's not likely to sell his utensils, and therefore, since the report of the theft had spread, and his witnesses that the utensils are his, we don't suspect that A had actually sold them. But if the report that utensils or books had been stolen from him had not spread, so then he's not able to depend on that. A is not believed to say that they're actually his, because maybe he was pressed for money and he sold them to somebody else, and B bought them from him, and now A wants to purchase them back. Tomorrow we'll learn Mishnah, chapter 10, Mishnah 4, and Mishnah 5.